It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. Did you know the Summer of Shellfish is back? You guys know that?
Check
out the full menu along with summer specialty cocktails at chickiesandpizza.com. We've been talking about the Phils all day. Let's talk about them some more.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So we got a new enemy number one in Philadelphia.
Max Kepler.
Yeah, we got a new complainer.
Loser.
Yeah, get him out.
Loser. His new name should be DFA.
Hold on. Get him out.
Yeah.
That's your guy.
Wow, DFA. Listen, not anymore.
DFA.
Hit 209 complaining about not getting enough of a routine.
Yeah, can you read the quote?
So I guess they asked him after the game, whatever, biggest challenge for him. He said, the biggest challenge for me is not playing routinely. That's the biggest challenge. And he said that I was told I was going to be the starting left fielder.
Oh, really?
Hey, Max.
I was told you hit 25 home runs.
I, too, feel misled.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I understand. I don't understand. He's played, for the first 2 months, almost every game in left field.
Yeah, he played 60. He has played 60 of their 81 games.
He has started 60. He's played in 72 of 81. Like, I don't know what you want them to do.
No.
Like, what do you want to do? He's got to, there's a stretch there in the middle of that month. We heated up for a week, but before that, he was batting 160 something for a month plus.
He's hitting 209.
He wants the Casty treatment from last year.
But that could be the issue. That's
what he wants.
He's not Casty.
I agree. Yeah.
But is that now what it's going to be because of what the Casty precedent set, where he complained, and then he's been left out there in the ninth inning ever since.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I would cut him.
Ooh.
I would DF. He is a, you know, when we were ripping Castellanos, or not ripping, but people were like, he's a replacement level player. Okay. Yeah. Max Kepler is a sub replacement level player.
Right.
He just is. I would rather put Otto Kemp out there and not have a guy bitching in the clubhouse about not playing enough. You've played enough. You have shown, you were given the opportunity to start. You did not succeed. Like, I don't mind having Max Kepler on the team as a player. He's a good outfielder, even though he blew it again last night by double clutching on a ball where he could have at least challenged yesterday afternoon. Cut him. You showed some balls with Castellanos. Show some balls with Kepler. He hasn't been good enough. He's probably going to get cut after the trade deadline anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when they DFA'd Witt.
It was July.
It was around this time. I think it might have been I think it was before the deadline, though.
By the way, Whit Merrifield's retirement note was hilarious.
Yep.
God bless him. I like him
shout
now.
Out.
Yeah. Sorry I suck. That's all we want to hear. I liked you more than you like me. I like you guys more than you like me. I actually kind of felt bad for a second.
Yeah. A little humor in there,
I actually think it did make him more likable, in a way, for a guy.
Yeah.
But so they cut him on July 12th.
Yeah.
So that's sort of coming up. Same sort of money. Commitment.
$10 million.
Well,
right.
Merrifield was $8.5 million.
Yeah.
So it's,
cut him. I'll cut him today.
So I would ask this. I understand that
the raw
reaction.
Emotion.
Yeah. So do you think he made a stink about this with Topper or Dombrowski?
I'm sure he's talked to Thompson about it, but now he's trying to go public.
He's trying to go public
to put pressure on him to do something because that's kind of like the Castellanos situation. And it's on them to, not give
– Right, he ain't earned – at least Casty has been here, 3 years now?
And Casty's a
better – 3.5 years, three and a half years.
And he's not a career 683 OPS hitter against lefties.
Who had two good years.
That's the thing with Kepler. He's probably got an inflated sense of what kind of player he is.
The most games he's ever played in a season is 153. He's on pace to play 140. And, by the way, the 153 was 8 years ago. He played 100 games last year.
Also, I just can't – just produce.
You're 32.
If you want to play,
then
go play better. That's the – and if you keep raking against righties, guess what? They're going to keep you in there against lefties. They're gonna give you the opportunity.
And I don't like this because he's an older guy. He knows better.
Yeah.
There's some things you learn as a veteran, even when you aren't happy about the situation, what have you. You're savvy enough to know not to go public with something. You're savvy enough to know how to sort of get a message out there without undermining the ball club, undermining the manager, trying to separate yourself. He's been around the game long enough to know this is not some young player that is just raw emotion. This is a veteran.
And I'm sure the guys in the clubhouse, the Schwarbers, are like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, also, like, trust me, they don't want to be playing like Otto Kemp and Buddy Kennedy. And if you were good,
right,
you would be the everyday left fielder. That you had every opportunity to get it. Like, they don't owe you anything beyond giving you an opportunity they said you would get. He has been a complete disappointment. He has not played very well. And for the reason I say to cut him is because if there is even a tinge in that clubhouse of we can get away with this, he has to, like, everyone's got to know that the rule is when you, here is the rule they should remember. They shouldn't remember that Cassidy didn't get pulled the next night. They should remember that when he said the wrong thing, he got benched. Like, that's right. What they should remember.
Right.
And I don't think that Max Kepler is valuable enough to allow this to fester. Now, maybe what you said, maybe the player said, shut up, and like, and then that's that. But if they didn't, I would, like, get out of here.
Well, he's starting in left field time.
Yeah, see, like,
The I was told I was a starting left fielder thing is beyond infuriating.
It's ridiculous.
He played pretty much every game for the first 2 months.
He's hitting 200.
And then when he really started struggling, they started, okay, well, I guess we gotta change course here.
Right.
Because he wasn't playing well. That's the frustrating part. Bryce is not in the lineup, but
Monday's the day, right?
But he did take BP on the field.
Yeah.
He did take BP on the field.
I think I heard Fransky say, like, if everything goes well with all of his warm-up stuff this weekend, then we could see him next week.
Yeah.
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 I'm glad that they are by the way, I'm glad they got swept and they're still doing – everybody's doing the right thing. Make sure you're ready before you come back. Because I don't want him playing for a week and a half at – I want them to lower the possibility of him playing and realizing, oh, wait, the wrist is still screwed up. So take as many swings as you think you need to take before, you know, but before you come back, so you are here for the home stretch, I hope.
Well, I was glad that – well, I wasn't glad that they only scored one run, but at least I hope they make it obvious that a bat is necessary. Like, I just – Dombrowski saying that the – we feel great about, we're good about where the lineup is. We're probably not going to make an upgrade there. I think that is flawed logic.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
Now Fritzy, I'm going to need you to do a little deep diving for me. Maybe not today, but at some point, because I'm star hunting. I think they need more than just a bat. I think they need a name with a bat. I think the lineup needs some type of jolt. They need something.
Can I interest you in one Bryce Harper?
Yeah, that's so, and I include him in this,
right?
But I don't know what he's going to be.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's going to be. And even when Bryce comes back, we're still looking at the bottom fourth of the last four hitters in this lineup, not knowing what the hell you're going to get, not knowing what you're going to get. If we can get something in that 5 and 6 hole that at least has a name from the right side.
Yeah, and here's
Sounds like someone's
ready to go fishing.
I think it would be huge, man. I really do. This team needs something, man.
Yeah, wait, you're ready to go trout fishing.
No.
You're ready to go trout fishing. Good sense that.
His numbers look like Max Kepler's.
Oh, he's not Max Kepler.
But he's not Max Kepler.
Wait, he might be now. What is his batting average right now?
Probably about 230.
It's 229.
Now, there you go.
With 12 homers.
Yep.
Hold on. I got to see what's like coming off the IL. Hold on.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
No. He's hitting 263 at the 800 OPS.
Better,
off the IL. Come on, man.
When do you think the next IL trip is?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Tomorrow. The one move I think they're close to making, if it comes to at the expense of Kepler, maybe it's around the July 12th date, is, and it depends how Marsh is playing, but just giving Marsh left field and bringing up Crawford. And then going.
Yeah, Gelb's article sort of hinted at the fact that that's coming.
Like, Crawford and Rojas, center field platoon, and then Marshy taking down left field.
It's not going to do anything. It gives us a chance to watch the kid come up early. But that doesn't it doesn't alleviate the growing pains he's going to go through hitting major league pitching, let alone postseason pitching.
Well, look at Otto Kemp, right?
Right.
And I think he could be a quality major league player one day. But right, like, he's hitting 250 right now with a couple doubles mixed in there.
Started off hot.
Yeah.
And then they got a nice little idea of what he can't hit.
And he can't hit breaking balls.
Yeah.
And same thing happened with Abel. And Abel's on the mound tonight. It's another big start to see what they have here. I mean,
take the over.
Yeah. How many home runs?
Well, so
Acuna's going to hit a ball 800 feet off.
He's
this
leading, no doubt he's hitting a home run. Tonight.
He's easily leading the game off with a home run.
Yeah, yep.
No doubt about it.
Yep. And
it
he's going to groove a fastball.
Oh, he's going to do the flapping of the wings.
Yep.
And he's going to pause at third base and then take a step back and then go around third base. Is this seriously what
I heard you rant about that, too.
Is this what people like? Why do we pretend that this is making the game so,
listen,
so great?
I like Acuna Jr.
I love Acuna Jr.
Give me the swag.
It's a
come
on.
Give me the swag. I don't need the purist in you coming out.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm about to start ranting. He's wearing one up and in.
Yeah, they should. Give him one up
and in. Yeah, give him one up and in. No, he's amazing. It's the flapping of the wings.
Yeah,
we get it. You hit a home run in the first inning in June. Come on.
He's hit pretty well since he's come back.
He's amazing, man.
He's like one of the five best players in baseball.
He's hitting 400, I think. Yeah.
And it ain't close, pal. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's right. Awesome. But enough with the wing flapping.
We just don't need to see it tonight.
No, dude. First pitch, 440.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, Matt Olson.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Like, no doubt.
Oh, dude, Austin Riley in the third.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm already annoyed at tonight.
Seven home runs in the last two games. How many do we get tonight? Three?
At least three.
Like, the better over-under is not the total. It's strictly just the home runs.
Yeah.
Three and a half.
Yep, yep.
And the
reason that they're all solo is because they all just come right in a row.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But Knicks got us tonight.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Have you seen the movie Arrival? 64% say no, 35% say
love
yes.
Love it.
By the way,
I got to look at the trailer. I don't even know if I've ever seen. Who's the star?
Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner.
Loved her in Trouble with the Curve.
Yeah, and
I'm trying to see. Did I see
it was
that?
Only nominated for 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, and it only made $200 million.
Dude, Best Picture doesn't.
It only made $200 million, dollars, you moron.
Now, man, I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
first off,
dummy.
Best Picture is cooked. No one cares about Best Picture
it was
anymore.
It was 10 years ago.
Dude, first off, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was 2016.
Feels like a 2018 to 19 film.
Okay.
That's what my eye test tells me.
It came out in 2016, though.
Seltzer said it's in his top five since 2000. So I hold his movie viewing in high regard. So
you don't hold mine?
Yeah, but you like your little niche movie.
But it's not a niche movie, is what I told you when I named it. Is that not only is it a fantastic movie?
But you're like an elitist.
I've watched the movie at least 20 times.
Oh, it's sci-fi.
Yeah. That stuff's cool, but Lord of the Rings is for dorks.
Yes,
that's a good point.
Yes,
sci-fi is better than.
Well, it's basically an alien movie. It's not a horror movie.
So
but
I have
it's
not
about
seen
aliens.
This. Then okay,
it's a great flick.
I have not seen this. Is it on Netflix or something?
It's on demand somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
So watch. Is that a watched?
Is it Friday night movie night?
We got the fightings on tonight.
You have like 18 TVs.
I think your wife. Yeah. I think Renee would like it.
Yeah,
I think you can watch it with
and
her.
And they just got back to town today. They just got back to town today.
It sounds like a Friday night movie night in the Ike Reese household. You got the one TV in one room with the Phils. You could, you know,
it's a little tearjerker at the end.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one with McConaughey that he's crying in the space shuttle?
That is, I'd never have that one.
Space
on my
Cowboy?
List. No.
I just made up a name.
I don't have that one on my list that everyone has on their list.
Because everyone seemed to like that movie.
All right. I'm gonna check that. I'm definitely watching it this weekend.
Interstellar. Okay.
Interstellar. Arrival. Yeah, I like Interstellar. I just think Arrival's better.
All right.
215-592-9494. Linda in Willow Grove. You're on WIP.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Ike and Jack. Good to see. Good to hear. Well, good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
good to talk to you too.
I'm Team Jack. Team Jack, that's it.
Yep.
Sunday, I'm in. You're going to do it, Jack.
Yep.
I mean, I like the morning show, and I like Joe, you know, but he is a little...
I can hear in your voice.
Right? I heard him talking to you yesterday, and he's like, oh, I never said I was going to win. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know. I think he might have gotten in over his boots here and over his skis.
Yeah. He's like doubting it, so he's backing up a little bit, but he's also manipulating. you know. I could.
That's why I said you can't trust him. Yeah, you can't trust him, man. You think he's been taking lessons somewhere
with golf? I don't think lessons can help. I think he's a lost. His swing is just so weak and meager. It really is. Like, there's just no power behind it.
The thing is when he believes in himself, he really pulls out.
I know.
That makes me nervous.
Well,
but we
can't confirm that.
Whoa.
You got to eat the cantaloupe.
I need to see the package.
Yeah, there it is. If I was back there, there'd be 8 drops already.
Yeah. Right? Oh, God.
I know.
So I know you guys are talking I'm not that big on basketball, but.
Well, we were talking about the Phillies.
Well, I know.
Okay.
Well, yeah. See, I've been on hold for an hour, so. Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
But I'm all VJ, so good for us. I think Ace Bailey will be a poison in the locker room again. We don't need any more poison in the locker room, right? So let's go VJ.
VJ seems like a good kid.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it'll be a positive thing. And I think we should focus on the young ones and enough of the Embiid. Sorry.
Enough of
Sorry, it's enough already.
I know. He's gonna be here.
My question was gonna be: when I hear people say enough poison in the locker room, or what have you, and they want to get, where did it come from?
Yeah, there's the only
like, where's this locker room stuff coming from?
Yeah, I don't think they have a poison
like
locker
a bad
room.
Culture.
No,
or anything.
I think they don't have a leader. You know, right. I think that's what Maxie was trying to be last year, and I think actually. Yeah, I think most of the negativity comes from us. I think Maxie wanted to be that guy, but I think he got so frustrated last year overall about how the team played that I think it affected his play, it affected all that stuff, and the season unraveled in a way.
And he's not ready to be a solo leader.
No. I don't think so. Well, and it's almost impossible
young, right?
with Embiid around. Yeah. And
well, some young people. LeBron came in as that sort of a personality.
Yeah.
You know, he changed the locker room.
Well, and he was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That helped. Yeah. Linda, what's your favorite movie since 2000?
My favorite movie, and you guys probably won't think it is because it's a remake over and over and over. A Star Is Born with our girl Lady Gaga.
That's a good one.
And our boy Bradley.
Last movie I saw in theaters. Good flick. Great flick.
Great Eagles fan, who's the leader in that leading actor.
Oh, God, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, well.
Did you hear he's from Philly?
The moment I knew this team was winning a Super Bowl was. was when he introduced the birds and the Eagles chant.
That's right.
It echoed off the Superdome.
That was awesome.
It was great. That was a great moment.
Thank you for the call, Linda.
Do you know that he serves cheesesteaks from the NovaCare as well?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, didn't he? He has a cheesesteak truck, right?
Well, no, he has a place in New York now. Like an actual like cheesesteak
like a restaurant?
Place.
Okay,
in New York. He opened up with Danny from Angelo's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's got What?
Nothing.
Oh, look, man, I'm not picking a side in that one. Danny's a nice man. Has been a nice man to me.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. All right.
All right. Staying out of it.
Yep.
215
Spike.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We award the belt next. The belt. Who has it now? DeCamera actually has it from last week.
Yeah.
DeCamera still has it.
There's no way he's going to have it after this weekend.
215-592. This. Is unbelievable. 215-592-9494. Live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties, big events, always better at Chickies. Book yours at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.